This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Someone might wonder, why do we have to identify first as Muslims? Why can't we just identify as humans? Wouldn't it make more sense to identify as humans first and then Muslim second, because then we get to relate to everybody as human beings? And the answer is actually no, because when we identify ourselves as Muslims first, the sense of obligation that we have to other people is very, very clear. And it's very, very clear because it's defined and it's fixed by revelation, by guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tells us exactly what we need to do in order to be good to other people. He tells us what it is to be good in the first place. So we have a very, very clear sense of what our guidelines and what it means to be merciful to other people, what it means to be just to other people, and not just Muslims, to be merciful and just to non-Muslims too. When we define ourselves as human beings first, there's no fixed definition of what that implies. There's no fixed definition of what are our mutual obligations to each other as human beings. Some people say that, well, because you're a human and I'm a human, then that should mean that we have this obligation between us. We have an obligation to be fair and to be just and to be merciful and stuff like that. This is sort of like the natural rights camp, that, well, this is a sort of a natural right that's put inside of all of us, and you recognize my humanity and I recognize your humanity and we go on from there. But that's not a matter of consensus. Some people don't think that way. Some people don't believe that. Some people, and there's another camp that's called sociological realism, that believes that just because you're human and I'm human, I don't owe you anything, right? If you look at animals in the animal kingdom, do they owe each other something? Does a lion have to be merciful to another lion just because they're two lions, right? So if we define ourselves by outside of revelation, we unmoor ourselves, we unhinge ourselves, we cut ourselves off from this kind of very clear, very fixed definition of what is good. And now we get into this territory where we have to argue about what's good in the first place. I'm trying to argue with somebody, well, I'm a human and you're a human being, and we should have this sense of natural rights and natural sort of, beneficence to each other. And somebody else can come and say, no, that's not what it means to be a human being. That's not what it means to be good. What it means to be good is that I get to pursue what's good for me, and you're my competition, and we're just going to duke it out, and I'm going to try to get more resources than you, etc., etc. And you can't tell them they're wrong. You have no sort of final say to be able to say that, no, that interpretation is incorrect. You can't say that. We do have rights and responsibilities towards each other, right? So it's appealing these days to resort to the rhetoric of human rights and to resort to identifying first as a human. And there are people who believe in that, but it's not everybody, and it's not absolute. It's not as clear, it's not as fixed, and it's not as defined as when we define ourselves first as Muslims. We're subjects and servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has given us clear, unchanging guidance for the responsibilities and duties that we have towards the rest of the creation.